name is Joanna Vahey, and I'm in fifth grade at APP at Lincoln. I'll be sharing a summary and an excerpt of my story, The Wall. This story is about friendship, rebellion, and Cleo, the most adorable squirrel in history. Jess skipped outside into the aqueous and inky night, tilting his face upwards so that the raindrops streaked down through his rusty ginger hair. Chill bumps sprouted up on his arms as he twirled around in the dazzling, sodden flurries of rain. Twirling and twirling until he was dizzy, Jess collapsed onto the slick grass mudding the seat of his jeans. The bushes next to him rustled. Jess attempted to brush off his pants, only smudging the dirt onto his hands. Hurrying over to the far end of the backyard, his socks squeaked inside his high tops, and rain continued to drench him, widening the crooked grin plastered to his face. A small squirrel fell out of the hydrangeas, and Jess slid to catch him, managing to get soil all up his front. Jess spoke slowly, talking only to the creature in his arms. "You're back so early, Cleo." The squirrel, completely ignoring his question, as many squirrels will, leapt from Jess's grasp and took off. "Whoa!" Jess yelled to the squirrel, scrambling to chase after it. "You have got to see this, Jess. There's a single hole in the wall, and I've located it." The animal's lips didn't move, but Jess understood it perfectly. Panting to keep up with the squirrel, Jess whispered, "What then?" "I squeezed through, and it's a horrid place. Every house, everyone's clothes, all of the cars look exactly the same." Jess closed his eyes for a second as he ran, which he probably shouldn't have done, but he had excellent balance. He tried to picture a world with no diversity. It was difficult. They raced past the houses and turned a corner. There, in front of them, stood one small section of the wall, towering at the back of a trashed alleyway. "Shh," whispered Cleo. "There's a girl on the other side." And just then, there was mumbling as someone audibly thrashed through a patch of bushes. Jess scooped up Cleo and flattened himself against the wall. Jess's heartbeat quickened, now louder than the downpour. "I'm hungry. Do you have any—" Suddenly, they noticed a big hazel eye peeping through the crevice in the wall. Jess heard a shriek. The owner of the eye stumbled, and then there it was again, looking straight at him. Now, Amanda didn't have much experience with boys. The government permitted her only to play with other girls, and there was no disobeying unless you wanted to get squashed like a bug. And Amanda, being nervous little Amanda, did not particularly enjoy the idea of getting squashed like a bug. And now, this boy she was looking at, he seemed friendly, sweet, and outgoing. All good things in a friend. "Do you live in the Free Society?" Amanda whispered through the wall, trembling in the downpour. This was the first time Amanda had disobeyed the rules, and she tensed with even more worry. But the small rebel part of her let loose, and it felt really good. "Do you live in the Perfection Society?" the boy whispered, also shaking, and clutching his squirrel tightly. There was an understanding passed between them that they were both people of many questions and a few answers. "Do all people in the Free Society have squirrels?" questioned Amanda, burying her nose into a soggy yellow scarf, which provided her with no heat and a wet nose. Another understanding passed between them that they lived in completely different worlds and would not be allowed to know each other. With a nod of their heads, though, they decided they didn't care about rules and would know each other anyway.